Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, they talking loud. They talking loud. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause I'm back on the block and it just don't stop. Coming back with the music, call it classic hip-hop, cause it's classic hip-hop, cause it's always on my mind. Check out my music, cause I'm straight from the grind, cause I'm the OMF posse, and they the straight of production. We're all up in your jams, cause we're all up in your functions. This is what we do when we're coming with our flow. Coming with the music, come back to let you know, cause we straight from the underground, all up in your town. Lyrics are fast, and we ready to clap, cause you suck at MC, sold out hip-hop. Cause you're jumping out the box and dancing a lot.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause I think about the music and I think about the flow. I think about the music and I think about Curtis Blow. Grandmaster Cash and Cool Herc used to make the music, rappers went berserk. But you suck at MC, sold out of art form. Walking around now with a wig and a perm. How much money you got for jumping out that box? How much money you got for selling out hip-hop? You suck at sold out art form and sell it to the devil. And that's why I call myself the rebel. Cause I'm a rebel with a motherfucking cause. Cause I'm an old Memphis straight up and we bringing the noise.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop,
cause that real OGs ain't bitter. Now you sucker rappers all pick of the litter. Now you was all up in the nutsack when real MCs wrote real rap. Check the facts. Yeah, you was all up in the hood and didn't have a clue. Real players had pussy before pussy had you. Yeah, I'm the black toast from the Ivory Coast. The black man, the African, the America hated the most. From coast to coast, we came straight up in your town. Coming with the music and we ready to clown.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Yo, yo, this is we're gonna traffic and he's gonna call it in. So we're gonna go ahead and we're gonna play Boss Mel's song, Graveyards.
Walking through the graveyard with this blick on me. And if I thought a night, man, I know where I'm going. Walking through this graveyard with this stick on me. And if I thought a night, bitch, I know where I'm going. Walking through this graveyard with this blick on me. And if I thought a night, bitch, I know where I'm going. Walking through this graveyard. And if I thought a night, bitch, I know where I'm going.
say they coming for my head, well, they ain't looking too ain't hard. Right. Shot my mama a text, they said pray for your boy. Call me Samurai Boss, maybe cause I stay with the sword. I call my youngin' child play because they stay with them toys. Traumatized as a youngin', so I buried my love. And if a nigga try to play me, then he catching the slug. Walking through the graveyard, trying not to wake the dead. The Grim Reaper want my soul, he's searching for my head. Lost in a dark place, so please don't play with me. I keep the chopper by my side, ain't got no safety. Dang.
Walking through the graveyard with this blick on me. And if I die tonight, then I know I'm gone. Walking through this graveyard with this stick on me. And if I die tonight, bitch, I know I'm gone. Walking through this graveyard with this blick on me. And if I die tonight, bitch, I know I'm gone. Walking through this graveyard with this stick on me. And if I die tonight, bitch, I know I'm gone. I've been walking down this dark road, trying to find myself, but I've been using no umbrella when I'm riding through the storm and weather, but things don't seem to get better. I've been pushing myself and pushing my way, trying to learn to live and learn my way, but I've been walking through this dark, I've been walking through this graveyard, I've been walking through this dark road. I've been walking through the, yeah. Walking through the graveyard with the scrub on me. And if I die tonight, I don't know where I'm going. Walking through this graveyard with the scrub on me. And if I die tonight, I don't know where I'm going. Yeah.
Mississippi. Yeah, we got a special guest in the, on the line. We got Justin Griffin, aka White the Plug from Houston, Texas. What's up, my brother?
What's going on, man?
What's up, brother? So give us a little background. Give us a little background on you and how you got into hip-hop and what you think about hip-hop and everything.
Man, oh, shit. It all started from the bottle, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, we made it from nothing, like literally from nothing. I came out of Acres Homes, which is... It's not really too great of an area for my city, but I mean, that's home to me. And, I mean, man, Tree of Wheel actually stepped into my life and actually pushed me to do something better with this. He's the one that taught me, you know, if you can hustle in the streets, you can hustle with this music. It's all the same hustle. So, we just started chasing a little bit more. I mean, man, everything's been taking off good. You know, we've got a bunch of links right now. Shout out True Will. Shout out DJ YG. You know?
Yeah, shout out to True Will because he's the one that turned me on to you. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to them and the whole family down there. Shout out to him, man, for supporting the show, man,
yeah,
for sure. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to them, man. Shout out to you, man. It's an honor to have you on the show, man. It's a blessing to have people in hip-hop, man, and supports my show, man. You know what I'm saying? And just keeping the art form alive, you know what I'm saying? And just bringing something new to the table. And I like your music. Your music is dope because you're bringing something new to the table. You know what I'm saying? That's what hip-hop is about, originality. So just keep doing what you're doing, my brother. So how you got into hip-hop? How you got into hip-hop, like, why did you chose hip hop over anything else?
It's the voice of the streets. I mean, when you come up in the streets and you know you got a story to tell, and I mean, some people can follow other backgrounds of music, I guess, but I mean, for me, it was something that I was genuinely involved in. I mean, trap music and hip hop, it was just that was my background. I mean, that the same music that was coming out from Jeezy. Man, we was really living like that.
Okay.
I mean, it's, you know, you got a choice. It's, what do you want to do with it? I mean, you want to stay in the streets and keep going bad, or you want to make something better of yourself? And it just so happens, I mean, everybody started telling me I had some talent. I should jump into the studio. And a friend of mine, I mean, we really ain't friends no more, but a friend of mine kind of pushed me into doing stuff. And ever since then, man, I mean, it's kind of took it off.
What you think about the music industry and where you see it going in the next 2, 4, 5 years?
Man, the industry's evolving daily. And, I mean, it's getting a little bit easier to deal with these mainstream artists and stuff like that. At least it has been for me. But from my understanding, you know, everybody's, you can get in contact with almost anybody nowadays. As long as you got your money right, and when you come in contact with these people to do business, you approach them properly. You know, anything possible. Sky's the limit, especially in the industry. I mean, it all starts with a budget.
Yep. Say it again.
It all starts with a budget. You gotta have something behind you to make something of your music.
Hello. Say it again.
Because at the end of the day, it all boils down to this. You need an investor, a sponsor, or your own personal pocket. But somebody is going to have to invest in something. It's as if you're buying a vehicle. Car's going to break down. It's going to have problems. You don't put gas in it, it's not going to go nowhere. Your gas is your promotion. It's your craft. It's your music. The car is, you know, the studio. That's you actually purchasing it to the studio. So you got to.
That's what I understand. Like you said, you spend $200-$300 in the studio to make a song, and then you're outside selling your tapes for a dollar. I can't see how that works, man, because that don't even add up, man. You know what I'm saying? That don't even add up. You made more money in the studio than you made selling it on the corner, and you sell it on the corner for a dollar. These brothers selling these tapes, they sell for a dollar. And I'm saying, this is you talented. You got talent. You put in work. Like you said, you put in your investment, and then your investment is a dollar, so you pay $200 and you only sell it for a dollar, so then your tape is worth see what your tape is worth? Hello, do the math.
Some things don't make sense.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You don't need no calculator for that. You know what I'm saying? Use your fingers. You know what I'm saying? Hello. You don't need no calculator for that. You know what I'm saying? So don't talk about you got to go to school or nothing like that. No, you ain't got to go to school. You just got to count your fingers like the old school way before we went to school, before brothers went to school. Hello. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing old about what I'm saying. Okay, there ain't nothing old about what I'm saying because this shit still exists today. People don't know how to read and write. Hello. Like just like me, just like my people back in the day. They didn't know how to read or write, but they survived and they moved on. They learned. Hello. They had to learn how to count. Hello. They didn't know how to go to school. They didn't go to school. A lot of these people wasn't educated. You know what I'm saying? But they knew how to count. They knew how to put one and two together. They made meals together.
I got kicked out of school. You know, my freshman year in high school, they kicked me out of school. Ever since then,
that don't stop you from learning how to read out. That don't stop you from learning how to count.
You know, it doesn't. And that's the whole thing. It's all about your ambition. You got to have ambitions in life to want to do better. Because if you don't.
It don't stop you from picking up a dictionary. You don't got to go to school to pick up a dictionary. You ain't got to go to school to pick up a calculator. You ain't got to
you got to have ambition. And that's what people ain't understanding these days, is you have to have the right ambitions to want to better yourself. If you're surrounding yourself by people that are doing bad and pushing you to doing bad, separate yourself from that situation so you can do better. You don't necessarily have to cut people off
Amen. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Stop making excuses own up to what you do. Like you said, you made choices. Just like you said, I'm not getting on you because you made a bad choice. I'm just saying that you made a choice. That's all I'm saying. All everybody right. has a choice. Amen. That's all.
It's all about the path that you choose to walk down. Because, I mean, we've all...
Stop making excuses and own up to... That's what I'm saying. If you come and stop being claiming to be a victim and say that I made poor choices, people will listen to you. You know what I'm saying? But these people sitting up here calling themselves victims, that's what I don't like. Because I made a choice, too. You know what I'm saying? I have made choices. And, you know what I'm saying? So I'm from the hood, too. I make bad choices, too. You know what I'm saying? So don't ask me if I'm ain't black. Just because I made a, made different choices.
Everybody's going to fall down in life, you know? And that's I guess, what's making them bad choices. Now, everybody's going to learn their own lessons in life. Everybody's going to fall down. But what's going to make you different from the rest of them is how you learn from the lessons and pick yourself back up. And everybody that's listening, you know, just remember, if it ain't a blessing, there's a lesson somewhere in there.
Say it again. Say it again.
At all times,
we're going to play your song. We're going to play your song, Everything and Everybody Ain't a Savage. So introduce your song real quick so we can play it.
Oh, man. This one's been long overdue. This one will be out on all platforms July 4th. We got another one.
Yeah, we're going to play.
Send out to y'all. That one will be released the 31st of June, or June 30th.
And what's the name of the song?
Made It Trapping. That's one that's coming out for June 30th. That's featuring Evan the Trapper. That's another one of our artists. And a really good friend of mine, my brother of mine, Chris Jones.
All right. So we're going to play it. So we're going to play it.
And that one's coming out with Everybody Ain't Savage July 4th.
All right. Okay. So here we go. We're going to play your song, Everybody Ain't a Savage, by Justin Griffin, a.k.a. Wyatt the Plug.
Taught to never leave a witness, anybody riding with 'em, gonna get 'em hit. Everybody ain't your friend, everybody ain't a savage. The smile in your face and plot to take your place. Everybody ain't your friend, everybody ain't a savage. Put your feelings in your pocket hole and get a clue. Everybody ain't your friends, everybody ain't a savage. We're gonna run and we gotta go get them. Moment of silence ain't leaving the witness. The way I've been living might let me a sentence. To say it, I do it in perfect beginning. Oh, Lord, forgive me, you know I've been sinning. Deep down inside me, I know I'm a winner. But we got it hard in the trenches. Oh, we got it hard in the trenches. They plotting to clap me, I'm ready for action. So RG6 is somewhere over asking. Dripping designer, the Louis Belt matching. Biscotti exotic and pressure rust cabbage. The form famous, fuck maintaining. Time to switch up, I'm a lack to a jag. I made it off clapping, ain't taking no losses. I'm putting the shit till I'm put in the bag. Everybody ain't your friend, cause everybody ain't a savage. Still smile in your face and plot to take your place. Everybody ain't your friends, everybody ain't a savage. Everybody ain't your friends, everybody ain't a savage. Been thinking about going legit, but I'm built for this shit. You see how I'm rocking, like hard and I'm balling. Came up from the bottom, I really had nothing, but that couldn't stop me. I'm destined to make it, ain't no doubt about it. Pissed to possess, the devil was proud of. Back on my shit, I don't own a whole lot. I'm one deep on my body, my shirt by Versace. Claiming they trapping, but really ain't trapping. You know what they say, everybody ain't savage. Chopper getting crucial, we shooting back at ya. I wipe there's no like it's nothing in traffic. When she getting drastic, I'll let a bitch have it. Throw dirt on my name till they stuck in the casket. Ain't playing no games, rearrange your anatomy. Keep it 1,000, you fucking with savage. Everybody ain't your friend, cause everybody ain't a savage. Still smile in your face and plot to take your place. Everybody ain't your friend, cause everybody ain't a savage. Everybody ain't your friend, cause everybody ain't a savage. We'll be right back.
Yo, we back. That was Everybody Ain't Established by my brother Justin Griffin, White the Plug from Houston, Texas. Yeah, we back. That was a dope song, my brother. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. We're going to take some callers now. Let's see what they, so we're going to take the first caller.
804-617. Yo.
Yo, what's up? Who's this? Where you calling from?
Yo, this Akeem Jihad, a.k.a. God Cypher 360. What's up, bro?
What's up, my brother? We got my brother Justin Griffin, a.k.a. Wyatt, the Plug from Houston, Texas, on the line.
What's up, my man? What's good?
Oh, shit. Trying to get it. I know how it is.
Yeah, no doubt. I feel you on that. Indeed, man. So how long you been doing music, my man?
Professionally, since February 2020.
Okay, that's what's up, man.
Videos, really started doing something with it. Before that, I mean, hell. Man, I've been dealing with music. I'm probably 06.
Okay. That's all right right there. You got a passion for it, huh?
Yeah, somewhat. My dad was a musician, you know. He played live music every weekend. And he passed away back in 2016. We had to bury him. And, I don't know, man. Something about the studio, you know. It just brings that good memory.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, sorry to hear that, man. You know, condolences. But, you know, carry on that legacy. You know what I'm saying?
Thanks. I mean, that's what
I've
been trying to do. Some big shoes to fill.
Yes, sir. OMF, what's good, my brother?
Yo, what's up, man? I was just going to let you talk and let you, brother, and then I was going to ask you. Could you send me that song that you made, No Love, to me? And real quick, so
okay.
We can play it. Yeah,
okay,
that's
okay.
What I expect you to. But, yeah. So tell us about your music, man. Tell us what's up, man, with you. What's going on with you, man? You got your, the floor is
yours.
Nothing
much, man. Just, you know, in the studio, man, just trying to make, you know, some more hits, man, working on a new album called Esoteric Poetry. You know, it's going to be out soon, working on that, man. Putting it together, you know, trying to make this music for the listeners, you know.
Yeah. So when are you coming out? So tell us a little bit, give us a little background on you and how you got into music and everything.
Okay. Yeah. You know, well, man, I've been rhyming since I was about 11, man. 11 to 12 years old. You know, I used to listen to the old school MCs, man. Most of the MCs that gave me inspiration was Rakim, you know, KRS-One, Big Daddy Kane's, and Kool G Rap, and, you know, him and those brothers rhyme, man, and listening to them, listening to their music, it gave me inspiration, you know, to get on the mic. You know, I said to myself, you know, I want to be like them guys. So when I was younger, you know, I used to rap in the mirror and get in there and practice the rhymes and started writing my own rhymes and stuff when I was about 12. You know, back in those days, man, you know, writing your own rhymes and stuff was important. You know, today a lot of MCs got ghostwriters and got other people writing their music and their material, you know, and it kind of takes away from the true art form and the true application of the MC. But like I said, man, in those days, man, those were my inspirations. You know, your Tribe Called Quest and Main Source, Nas, you know, they gave me a lot of inspiration when I was younger to get into the business, you know, and I pretty much, you know, had a passion for it, you know, ever since I was young.
That's up, man. That's all. That was like hip hop was my drug, man. Instead of drugs, you know what I'm saying? Before I got into it later on, you know what I'm saying? But as I grow older. But when I was a young kid, hip-hop was my drug, you know what I'm saying? I used to play. I used to have my box. Everybody had a box back in the day. And I'd be playing Rapper's Delight and Funky 4 Plus 1 and Treacherous 3, you know what I'm saying? People that people don't talk about. You know what I'm saying? The forefathers of hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You named all the legends in hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? This is how hip-hop evolved. We got Justin Griffin, you know, doing his thing. You know, we got Trill Will doing his thing. You know, we got, you know, and now hip-hop, you know, I listen to the radio now, and I really enjoy the hip, listening to the popular music now, because they saying something now. They're just not making no music, just not saying nothing now. Now I like the music now, man. So I'm really impressed that the young people is finally caught on to what's going on, man. Just make some music, man, that's got something to say, that's all. Man, and just keep on doing their thing, man. That's what's up. Keep hip-hop alive, man. That's what's up, man. And we got the OGs, like you said, keeping hip-hop alive, man. That's what's up. Because we should all eat in this game. That was the whole purpose of hip-hop in the first place. For all of us to eat, not one set of genre eating. That's the whole thing. That's what the OGs is really talking about. Well, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Really, it's not about nothing personal. It's about the music. You know, I don't say nothing about nobody. I keep it about the music. You know what I'm saying? I just don't like the music, that way the music sounds. But like I said, you know what I'm saying, starting to change. Well, that's what the whole purpose is about, man.
Right.
I love y'all.
Man. It's definitely taking
love
it off.
Y'all following
that
right show and keeping hip hop alive, man. That's what's up. That's all I'm trying to do, man. Keeping the game, keeping the art form alive. There's nothing personal, man.
Right. Right. Indeed. Indeed,
we take,
man.
That's personal, man. It's only some words. Again, we take this thing too personal. It's words, man. If we keep it about the music, we wouldn't have no beef and no issues, man. Because it was all about the music. It was about the beat, man. Hip to the hop to the hibbity hop, man. What's up with that?
Yeah.
Hello.
Yep. It was all about
It was simple words, right? Hip to the hop to the hibbity hop, right? Hello.
Yep, that's right. You know, it was all about dancing and enjoying yourself, man, and you know, having a good time. You know, just, you know, when you had the DJ and the house parties and the block parties, you know, it was all about having fun, man, and enjoying yourself and being out there. So, you know,
good vibes.
Right. Because, you know, they forget the elements of hip-hop, the culture. You know, it's a culture. It's not just something that, you know, you just listen to. You know, hip-hop is breakdancing, DJing, MCing, you know, graffiti. You know what I'm saying? It's a culture, and that part of the culture somewhat has been lost, man, when you're dealing with new hip-hop today or new rap music today, man. But, you know, you got a lot of MCs out there that's still keeping it alive. Even the younger MCs, man, that's coming out today, you know, they still keeping hip-hop alive in their music and stuff, you know?
Yeah, that's word, man.
Like these youngins out here, real street-oriented, I've been seeing the same thing. I've been noticing the same thing. And it's good that they're keeping the original roots. It's good that everybody's sticking to, you know, literally what hip-hop was founded on and what rap was founded on, you know what I mean? I mean, here, don't get me wrong, you got your cases here and there, but I ain't gonna say no names about nobody, but everybody has a few artists where they're like, yeah, see, they ain't doing this right and stuff like that.
Right.
We don't want you to sound like us. It wasn't like that. You see, we got it confused. We don't want you sounding like us. We don't want you. We don't want you to sound the same. We want you to bring something different to the table. That's what we're talking about. Don't sound the same and don't the same type of music. You bring something to the table. Bring something different to the table. That's the originality. You know what I'm saying? That's the only thing problem with everybody sounding. You can't tell the difference between the one and the other.
If you do something the same as everybody else, you don't stand out.
Yeah.
Pretty much, you know.
Houdini was different than Run DMC. You know what I'm saying? Houdini was different than Run DMC. Beastie Boys is different than Eminem, you understand, and Vanilla Ice, you know, understand me? You understand?
Pretty much.
They had a whole different sound, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you couldn't compare Busta Rhymes to you know, like a Big Daddy Kane. Like, they all had their own distinctive styles. Everybody was different.
Yeah.
You know, Queen Latifah didn't sound like MC Light.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, MC Light didn't sound like Sweet T. You know what I'm saying? Everybody had their own style.
You get this. Tell them. You get this. Oh, wait. They don't know the rules. They get this.
Right. Yeah, that's right. You get this, man. And if your game, if your pin game or your freestyle game ain't up to par, man, you can get played. You know what I'm saying?
Say it again.
If your pin game or your freestyle game ain't up to par, you going to get played out there. You're going to get dissed out there.
You can't get on the record. Tell them you couldn't get on the record. They go back to
the
old school. You couldn't get on the record.
You couldn't
make a record.
You couldn't make a record. None of that.
Hello.
Yeah, none of that.
Tell them the rules. Tell them the rules.
You know? And you better not, you know what I'm saying, be out there fronting and spitting somebody else's lyrics, man. You're going to get called out, you know what I'm saying? You're going to get called out into the open. They're going to play you for that, you know what I'm saying?
You had to come off the top of your head, that's why. You couldn't steal nobody's lyrics because you had to come off the top of your head. Tell them what freestyle was.
Yeah, we didn't play that. One thing about it, you know, MCs from that era, man, we didn't try to sound like nobody else. Like, it was an insult to sound like somebody else. For somebody to say, yo, you sound like such and such, you know, that was an insult, man. So, you know, it was imperative that you had your own style and you had your own, you know, what defines you as an MC or an artist, you know what I'm saying? And that, you know, that,
but
that
anyway,
right there was something.
Yeah, we got to go, but give me your links before you go, and I'd like to thank you for supporting the show. We got to go and take some more callers every day.
No doubt. All right. Well, yo, man, you can check me out on Spotify. You can look up Akeja Hart. Look me up on Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, YouTube. You can check out my Facebook page at Akeja MC, facebook.com/AkejaMC. I'm also on Instagram under GodCypher360. I'm on Twitter, GodCypher360. And that's about it, man. Check those links out.
Yeah, tell me. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I'm done, bro. Go ahead.
Yeah, send me No Love before you go, you know, so I can play it.
All right, definitely. I'm going to have to. I'm going to have to hang up and send it to you because my internet is off while I'm on the phone. So I'm going to have to hang up and send it to you and call you back.
Send it to me real quick to my Gmail account. All right.
All right. I'm going to do that right now.
All right. Thanks for calling.
No doubt. Thanks for having me, bro. Yes, sir.
Right.
Indeed. Likewise, my man. Likewise. Thanks for having me on the show.
All right. Can we take another caller?
Four three four.
Yo, 302-275.
I'm right here.
Who's this? Where you calling from?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Who's
it's
this?
Kathy.
Where you calling? Hey, Kathy. What's up? What's up? This is. Yo, you got my boy, Justin Griffin, Wide the Plug from Houston, Texas on the line. Hello? Did we lose her?
What's good, man?
I'm right here.
I'm good,
Scott. We got
how's
my boy, Wide, Wide the Plug. What's going on?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. I just wasn't sure. I wasn't sure. I'm out here in Vegas. I'm still plugging away. On the computer, I got the second So I got things working, things are getting done, but I was listening to the music and I was listening to the conversation before with the guy, I believe he was from Texas, correct?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
So I really have to applaud you for doing what you're doing and giving an outlet to people who otherwise would not have their music heard right now or their messages being heard. So I just really, you know, I have to give you a lot of props for what you're doing. Everything that you've done to help me, you have helped me tremendously. And I just don't think people really know who you are and all what you're doing. And I think you deserve your props.
Thank you. And
I
I'm so thankful for y'all, man. I have to thank y'all for that work. That it's called networking, man. And getting out there and just getting out there and knowing the people. And you know what I'm saying? And you never know. We got hidden talent out there. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I found out. You know what I'm saying? You the real people, real recognize real. You know what I'm saying? We came out there, we put on a show out there, and you know we didn't even have no concert. We put on a miniature concert out there. They just didn't know. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we did. We had a jam session out there. We had a good time. You know what I'm saying?
And it was an amazing experience, and to see how people were coming up to us and saying that they liked what I was putting out. That to me was amazing because I believe the messages. You know what it is that I'm doing. You know my big plan. So to have people coming out and liking what they're hearing, that gave me so much more fuel to keep going, to keep fighting. You know what I'm going through. Like, you know how hard I'm fighting for this and what I'm willing to do to make all of this happen. And working with you, I mean, honestly, that was an opportunity of a lifetime to be able to work with you and Tony. And, like, who else gave me an opportunity to let myself, you know, to let what was inside of me come out, but you and Tony. So, I mean, you guys believed in me when nobody else did, you know, like nobody else was willing to put those miles in, and you guys were. And it showed me a lot as to really who you are in the big picture, in the really, really big picture. And I just think that that's important. We need people of character. Like, we need people of character out there, not just, you know, like, not just talk and talk. You know what I mean? Like, you walked the walk. And I was I'm very, very impressed with you and what you did and what you're going to continue to do, because that was just like step A, you know, like we got a lot more steps to go, but I understand, you know, where you're at, you understand where I'm at, and I think something really good is going to come out of this in the end, and I'm grateful for that opportunity that, you know, that you guys gave me.
You know what? It's all about doing what you say you're going to do. My mama used to tell us that's all you got is your word. You know what I'm saying? So that's all it was. You know what I'm saying? Right. A lot of people, like you said, you know what I'm saying? This is not old and ancient. This is real. You know what I'm saying? I keep it real on this show.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I keep it real with the people I deal with. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do what I'm saying I'm going to do. You know what I'm saying? And we showed up and we did our thing, like I said. You know what I'm saying? And you didn't know me. I didn't know you. All you knew me was from the show, you know, you took a chance, right? And that's how it was. We found a diamond in the rough. You know what I'm saying? Here to go. We got young people like Did you hear what I said? She got a commercial song that the young people love her song. It was young people that came up to her, and they even wanted to make music with us, and they didn't even know us. You remember? Then this girl sang her original song. She did a cappella. You know what I'm saying? It was just, she didn't have time to do it. She wanted us to compose the beat and everything for her. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? And it was just like we found some hidden rough, diamonds in the rough in Las Vegas. People that, you know, that ain't on the radio. You know what I'm saying? And that's going to be a hit. Like I said, you ain't going to see us coming. You don't even know. Like I said. Everything, like I said. You ain't going to see us coming. You ain't see us coming. We freestyle on Facebook. And we didn't even do freestyle when we got together yet. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? We're going to do that That's what I'm saying. But you know what I'm saying? We hip hop. That's what I'm saying. They know the rules. She know the rules. You know what I'm saying? You got to know how to freestyle first. Everybody going to, anytime you get into hip hop, they're going to ask you to freestyle. That's what I'm saying. People don't know the rules. Hey, you better know the rules. But anyway, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I just
keeping the game alive. That's all I do. That's all I've been. Just keeping the dream alive. That's all. Keeping hip hop alive and kicking. That's it. Like I said, I've been in hip hop since I was a young kid. Hip hop was my drug. You know what I'm saying? Come around when black people wasn't even listening to hip hop. See, black folks was the haters. You know what I'm saying? That's what black folks grew in hip. But black folks ruined hip-hop because they didn't like hip-hop in the beginning. A lot of people don't know. Black folks didn't like hip-hop in the beginning. You know what I'm saying? Everybody else liked hip-hop but black folks.
I know we need to play more
black
music.
Black folks end up ruining hip-hop. That's the real. That's what I talk about. They talk it loud. They ain't saying that. That's my song. That's you hear it. That's when the show starts off. You talk loud. You ain't saying nothing.
Saying nothing. You fronting. They sold out
hip-hop.
I know
the
terms.
Yeah, yep. You know, and that should be the number one song on the radio right now. But hip-hop is hating because I'm talking about hip-hop. It's not about nobody. It's about hip-hop. It's about the music. And they hating on it because I'm talking about the music, hip-hop. That's what they don't like. That's what they hate.
People don't like it when you speak the truth. People don't like hearing the truth.
Nope. Hip-hop, because it's about hip-hop. It's not about nobody. It's not personal. Again, it's about hip-hop.
Well, I just want to thank you, and I know that we've got more stuff coming down the pike as things. There's a lot of stuff that's on my plate that I'm working on. The reprint to the stimulus package just went back to the editor, and I am about a quarter of the way through final edits on the sequel, which is the The Phoenix Rises. So I've got two more books that are getting ready to go out for mass marketing, and then I've got the songs that we were working on that I got to keep, you know, like I got to get that stuff down, and then we're going to finish this up. Like I respect what you and Tony did, and I'd like to continue with you guys. I feel like that's where it should be. Like I feel like that's what I need to do. So like if it's in San Francisco, then that's where it's at. Like wherever it's supposed to be is wherever it's supposed to be. And I'm just going to follow God's cues on everything and what God lines up when he lines it up and just keep living my life on faith because it's the only thing I know how to do. So I really respect you guys, and I'm grateful for the opportunities. How this journey has been is just, it blows me away all the time, but you guys are the real deal. And I just, you know, I'm grateful for that. And I just want to thank you for the opportunity that you gave me when I was running for governor, that you gave me, you know, I was like, you guys are the real deal, and those are hard to find. You guys are diamonds.
All right. Thank you for calling. Say what's up to Conrad for me. And when you stay in touch, we're going to keep doing our thing. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Thanks. All right.
Peace. Can we take another caller?
Nine three six four three nine. You're live.
Yeah, I'm here.
Who's this? Where you calling from?
It's Evan the Trapper. I'm calling from Houston, Texas.
Hey, what's up? This
what's
is
good,
you got...
What's good, baby boy?
Hey, crazy that he called in. This is one of the featured artists that's on Made It Track.
Okay. So let us know a little bit about you. So the floor is yours. Let us know about you.
My name is government name, Evan Hayden, you know what I'm saying? I don't hide nothing. You know, I'm just really, I mean, the name says it all, you know what I'm saying? I'm not an ordinary, you know, fed from a silver spoon, white kids, grew up in the hood, you know, east side of Houston, Texas, born and raised, North Shore, I'm pretty sure y'all heard of them, real big football team out here. You know, it's just, you know, regular life in the hood, you know what I mean? It's a different color, you know?
All right. So tell us about your music and everything and how you got into hip hop and everything.
Well, basically, make a long story short, you know, people plug you in, me and White Plug hooked up, and you know, since day one, you know what I mean, it's one of those, you know, relationships like you say, you recognize real, you know what I mean, and you know, we both from the same, you know, same thing, but different, you know, different hoods, so. You know, we took that and, you know, we put our minds together and we said, you know, because, you know, every day in the hood, somebody get popped, somebody get shot. Somebody, you know what I'm saying? It's just every day. So, you know, we trying to steer people away from, you know, that life. And, you know what I mean? Like, we've already been through it, you know, like, you know, we both had the same mind aspect of, you know, we want to change. You feel me? Like, this shit, you know, what I mean? And it just, you know, we took off from there. And then, you know, I remember Joe Trill Will. Shout out Trill Will. Salute, you know, that's big bro right there. You know what I mean? So, you know, we made a lot of good people along the way. You know what I mean? And shit. And just stay down.
I love
that, too, right,
man. I know big homie's locked in right now. I know he's listening. Just want to give another big shout out to big homie Trill Will, DJ YG, Cutter Movement Entertainment. You know what I'm saying? Boy, Evan the Trapper over there. Shit, Pharaoh Big, A.O. the Homie, Eric For Real, Ain't Savage Life, shit, CMG is up.
Yeah, I mean, we, you know, along the way, we done met some good people, we done met some bad, you know what I mean? As all I can say is me and Justin, we stepped down, we're going to stay down like four flat. So, you know, it's one of them things, you know, it's like a brother relationship, you know, and then you turn into a business and, you know what I mean? It's like, hey, now, you know what I'm saying, what can we do with this? And, you know, that's how we are now. We look at every, you know, every option is, you know, like, where can we capitalize on it? You know what I'm saying? Instead of, oh, well, you know what I mean? Taking the risk to go on the, you know what I mean? Like, risk, because, you know, I'm facing time right now. So, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, it's like, you know, I got people to support me and my kids when I do go away, you know? So I thank God for that. And then, so maybe, I mean, we got songs coming out. We got our own record label. You know, we got a lot of shit going on. We got Made It Trapping finna drop, I think, today, if I'm not mistaken.
Everybody listening in the Houston area, just want to let you know we are picking up new artists. We are picking up new talent. This kind of studio time, automatic distribution, all platforms, plus promotion, plus graphics at discount. Videos, whatever.
It's all in-house, so you know what I mean? Everything we've been through, our people. And like I said, we met them people along the way, so, you know what I mean? I got a couple songs from New York that actually, I got a record label going on up there that, you know, me and my other boy started. So, you know, shout out Stacks Mayhem, City Stack City. I follow him. We got some,
you
know,
in New York. We'll be out in Jefferson, Texas, July 29th.
I'll be in Indianapolis on June 11th, Indianapolis, Indiana. We got a lot of stuff going, man. Just trying to keep it moving and stay free. Yeah. Hello?
I don't know if you called,
yeah. Hit me up on Facebook.
Yeah.
Spread me on Facebook.
I got you.
And said, text me a picture, too. Yeah. RedheadRon@yahoo.com is my, RedheadRon48@gmail.com and OMF Posse on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You could hit me up on the OMF Posse. Friend, hit me a friend request on it.
Okay. Yeah, I got you. I'm going to send you one now. One of my singles that I did a while back.
All right, and I'll play your song next week on the show.
So.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, you have a good one, man.
All right.
All right.
Peace.
Well, you
be safe.
Yeah.
So, man, so.
Can we take one more caller?
415-216. Yo.
Who's this? Where you calling from?
Yeah, the Sinister Man calling from San Francisco, California, out here on the clock now, listening to the radio station. Want to say what's up to the Houston rapper. I like the song. I got some people in Houston, man. Keep it going. And hopefully we'll be down there soon performing. And I'd like to say what's up to OMF, the host.
What's up? Tell me what's up. Tell us what's going on with you and everything.
Okay, man, I'm currently working on my magazine, the R&B and Hip Hop magazine, entitled Straight Up. That's going to be in July, August. Got Shag, the comedian, the famous comedian out of L.A. He's going to be on the cover. Got various people in the magazine, including myself. I'm working on an album, working on a solo album. I'm working on a mixtape with OMF. I got several projects out on Google. You can Google it straight up. Sinister Music. Sinister Music, PSYNISTER. And you'll find everything Sinister. And we're working with Lady K. Kathy, who just called. I appreciate the compliments she gave to us that inspired me to keep on going. And, inspire for the best. There it is. So you can contact me at my social media, Straight Up Magazine. One, that's all one word, Straight Up Magazine, then the number one. You can check out all my projects that's coming out. And let's keep it hip-hop.
That's what's up. That's my partner, Crime. Yeah, that's my partner, Crime. He's behind all the OMF Posse music. He's the producer. He's a writer, rapper. That's the whole thing. We got songs coming out. We got new songs coming out. You gonna keep this hip hop alive. You know what I'm saying? Father the OMF Posse. We got Late Lovely Tomorrow, and we got Mr. Sack, and we got D. Rowland, part of the crew. So we got some new stuff coming out. You know what I'm saying?
That's it. And for anybody who want to get featured in the magazine, go ahead and shoot me an email, straightupmagazine@yahoo.com. We got the prices for you. When you email me, I'll ship you the prices info. And there it is.
All right, my brother. I'll talk to you in a minute. Peace.
Peace. Hip hop.
Peace. Yeah. So, my brother, so give us your links and everything before you go and your shout-outs before you go. And I'd like to thank you again, and I'm honored to have you on the show. So give us your links and everything we can find you and your shout-out before you go.
Yeah, man, y'all can find me at White Plug, WYTEPHETLUG. That's on all platforms. You can Google it. It'll pop up every single link, all my music, everywhere. Instant reaction.
Yeah. So I'd like to thank you for supporting the show. And I'll hit you up on Facebook. We'll keep in touch. You know what I'm saying? And keep your music going and keep sending your music to me. And I'll play it on the show.
Sure.
All right, my brother.
Appreciate it. Appreciate
talk to you
it.
Soon.
Amen.
You're welcome, my brother. Thanks for the honor, man. And shout out to Trillwell and the whole family, man. Peace.
I appreciate you. Yeah, he was trying to step onto the line, man, but he lost signal. He was ended up walking into the studio, so said he got to catch the next one. But he's tuned in. He's listening.
I know.
Big shout out to
I know
you,
that's
man.
Right. Yeah,
I
played his song Bankrupt last week, so I still play his music. He's still sending me his dope music, too, so we still do it.
Oh, man. Hell yeah. See, I got a new one.
All right, my brother.
Coming out with Everybody Ain't Savage, Oceans. Hey, y'all make sure y'all check that out.
All right.
We're scheduled to pre-release right now. Everything will be released to July for me. Make sure y'all go ahead and get your pre-orders in.
All right, my brothers. Take care.
Appreciate it.
All right, peace. Yeah, this is RMF. That was my brother, Justin Griffin, a.k.a. Wyatt the Plug from Houston, Texas. And we out. We'll see you next week, next Wednesday, same time. We're going to leave you with God Cypher 360, No Love. And we out.
Pedal. It's in a stun, a rebel. With a man on a mission, we don't need no one permission. We're serious.